Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Imagine It Forward by Beth Comstock with Thal Raz. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book surprise you as much as it surprised me?
Oh, absolutely. I was expecting another corporate success story, you know, the triumphant rise of a female executive. But instead, she starts by admitting she was terrified most of her career. That honesty really hooked me.
Right? She says she was not a natural risk taker. She grew up trying to fit in, not stand out. And then she ends up as vice chair at GE, one of the most tradition-bound companies in history. How does that even happen?
Exactly.
And that's the whole point of the book. She argues that the ability to drive change isn't some rare gift. It's a muscle you build by embracing discomfort and uncertainty. She calls it the unfinished, this willingness to start before you're ready.
Yeah, the unfinished. I love that phrase. It's such a relief, honestly, because I think a lot of us wait until we have a perfect plan and then we never start. She says just share the imperfect idea early, iterate, learn as you go.
And she's not talking about sloppiness. She means treating every project like a hypothesis. You test it, you get feedback, you adjust. That's way more realistic than waiting for a fully formed vision that may never come.
There's this great story she tells about launching GE's Ecoimagination Initiative. Everyone was skeptical inside and outside the company. People said GE had no business claiming to be green, but she built credibility slowly, found allies, and eventually it became one of their most profitable initiatives.
That's a perfect example of what she calls making the weather. Instead of waiting for conditions to be perfect, she proactively shaped the environment. She set the agenda, framed the conversation, created the conditions for change.
I also really liked her concept of the storming phase. She says most organizations try to skip the messy conflict that comes before real progress. They want consensus and politeness. But she says you have to lean into the storm, not flee from it.
Right.
Disagreement is a sign that something important is at stake. If everyone's just nodding along, nothing new is happening. She encourages emotional resilience, staying engaged even when things get heated.
And she's so honest about the personal cost. She talks about the loneliness of pushing against resistance, the toll on relationships, the moments of doubt. It's not glamorous, but she also says the cost of not innovating is higher.
Yeah, she doesn't romanticize failure either. She says it's painful and costly, but the only way to avoid it completely is to avoid trying anything new. And in a fast-changing world, that's the worst strategy. So fail fast, fail cheap, fail forward.
Another idea that stuck with me is the adjacent possible. She borrowed it from scientist Stuart Kaufman. It means the most successful innovations aren't radical leaps into the unknown. They're careful explorations of what's already within reach if you look at existing assets with fresh eyes.
Like GE's first MRI machine. It wasn't invented from scratch. They combined existing technologies in a new way. Innovation doesn't require genius. It requires curiosity and persistence.
And she talks about corporate antibodies, the immune system that attacks anything new. The way to overcome them is to build coalitions, create small wins, and protect the innovators. Patience is key because real change takes longer than you think.
I also appreciated her take on leadership. She says the best leaders don't have all the answers. They ask questions, they're vulnerable, they create space for others. She admits she struggled with letting go of control, but it's essential for continuous innovation.
And she ends with an invitation. She says pick one thing you've been putting off, one idea you're scared to pursue, and take a small step today. The future isn't something that happens to us. We make it.
That's such a hopeful message. And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole 7-Minute Books library is on the app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
I think the single takeaway for me is that imagination is a discipline, not a gift. You practice it every day by starting before you're ready and embracing the unfinished.
That's it exactly. The power to create change belongs to all of us, and it's waiting to be used. We'll see you in the next one.